not to let us borrow their beautiful bathroom. That was awesome of them. Let's just be honest.
No. Oh, yeah, I remember.
Oh, my God. High five. Yes.
Professional.
Okay, so we are the women of the ladies of the women's cave, and also the And I Thought ladies. And we wrote a bunch of books. And I Thought the Voice Was Bad with Other Life Lessons. And I Thought Being Grown Up Was Easy. And I Thought I Could Juggle It All. And I Thought I did my journey alone, sorry. And I Thought I Had It All Figured Out, because I'm not on location, so you know, I'm on location.
We think the coffee has a little bit more stuff in it.
Yeah, it's nothing like better than Irish coffee in the morning.
It's better than Irish coffee, just coffee.
Just Irish man.
A lot.
No.
It used a lot. Anyway, Hollywood, I Need to Be More Famous. Yes, I have my own reality TV show, but I need to be more famous. So take the script, have the actor say it, don't change a thing, and make a TV show for me.
She's joking, you guys. So joking.
That's real, and that's a lie. Please don't fuck that.
Oh, yes, and we also have the workbook in case you wanted to improve yourself or your business. There you go. That was fun.
That was long.
And it was long.
But we have a lot of ladies in the ladies' game today, in the women's game. Why did I call it the ladies' game? What in the world is going on with my mouth today in the women's game?
You forgot something.
What did I say? Oh, Just Writing Life. You can check that out and everything that we do on andwethought.com, the books and everything, amazon.com and barnesandnoble.com. Yeah, I forgot to make money. What is wrong with me today?
And on the ladies tab, all the way down to the tippity bottom, yes, tippity bottom is my word, and you will find all the charities we proudly support. Also, you guys, Inspirational Women in Literature Conference is coming up. So please, buy a ticket to either show up in or to buy a ticket to show up virtually. Is that everything?
I think we got it done in less than 2 minutes. Okay, so we have all these wonderful, beautiful ladies here today. So, Brandy, would you like to introduce yourself?
Yeah, I'm Brandy Miller of 40daywriter.com, the chief executive storyteller. I'm also the hostess of Behind the Covers podcast, where we peel back those covers to reveal what it really takes an author to get from concept to publication and beyond. And eventually, I will be the producer of the 40 Day Writer reality TV show, where 40 writers will compete over 40 days to finish, polish, and pitch their books to publishers, who will then compete Shark Tank style for the rights to produce those works.
Woohoo!
Amazing! Yes, and Jay made it back in time to say, amazing! Okay, so Nicole?
Hi. I don't know how to... I'm Nicole. I am a romance author, and my kind of tagline is that I like to write steamy, slow burn romance with strong women and the alpha heroes that are brave enough to chase them.
Ooh. I know. I love that her website. It's amazing. And you need to say highly recommended romance writer. I mean, she has like 100 and some reviews on Amazon.
Can I have some?
Hi, everybody. I'm Paige Engel, and I am a travel writer by trade. However, my passion is helping other people become best-selling authors. To date, I've had 21 best-selling number one best-selling authors, of which 19 of those were Amazon, and 2 of those were New York Times best-selling authors that have worked with me. So I help authors build their platforms both online and off so that there are people to buy their books when their books are finally published, and it's not just their mom and their grandma. So that's a little bit about me, and I own a travel boutique company to Paris. So that's it.
And see, one day she's going to help us get on New York best time.
Consultant. I am a very proud member. of the author community on both Amazon and Goodreads. Very proud, self-published indie author. I've been fortunate enough to work with countless authors on helping to build their platform, helping to build their brand. I've been able to work with authors on, especially my love is helping to build really strong, effective author websites, which, as you know, is a very important part of branding. I could go on and on, but...
Let us not also forget, you were the former host of Books and...
Books and Company, that's right. Hopefully, former and future.
Yes, she was on hiatus.
Yes, on hiatus.
Coming back, you guys.
Yes, a wonderful opportunity to talk with not only authors but readers about this love affair we have with the printed word. I think as authors, which most all of us are, or at least some way connected with the writing world, it's easy to forget that we wouldn't even be here if we didn't love to read so much. So connecting with readers, it seems like a given, right? Writers need to talk to readers. But Books and Company was a wonderful platform to not only connect with writers, but just to simply talk about, you know, why we love to read, what do we love to read, and what draws us to the books that we end up loving so much. So again, happy to be here.
Awesome. So I have a question.
I know she has a question. Well, Lola always has a question.
We'll see here. So this question is for Tara and Paige, and I'm so sorry, you guys.
No, everyone can jump in,
but I really want to get their perspectives on this. You guys have a lot of connection with the readers, like the readers in general, because I mean, you, Paige, made New York Best Time Sellers, and you, Tara, were the host of Books and Company, and you stay in the community a lot on both sides, reading and online writing, and you tell me a ton of reviews. So can you tell us, what are readers looking for this year at the end of 2017 and the beginning of 2018?
I'll take it first because I'm actually
judging
what everyone else has to say, so I'll get mine out of the way. One thing that I find that writers are looking for is specificity, individuality in the narrative. There are so many quote-unquote cookie cutter books and novels out there, you know, thanks to tribe publishers, that readers are really looking for something more, for something individual. And that's one thing that indie publishing has opened. They've opened that door so wide, and I don't think you'll be able to close it again, because people understand that if I am a librarian who lives in the Northeast and I like to fake and collect dolls, I can find a novel that is geared to me. I can find a community of readers and writers that deal with my unique proclivities or situation. And that's something that once readers realize, I can find books that speak directly to what I'm into. It's addictive, and it's really hard to go back to books that try to be all things to all people. So I think that's something that readers will continue to seek out and support, you know, critically and financially. They want books that speak to their experience. So I think it becomes even more important as writers for us to find our groove, to find our niche, to find our market. Because it's better to have 5,000 completely loyal readers than to try to appeal to 20,000 general readers. Because those readers will reward you with loyalty.
Yeah, I would definitely agree with Tara on that, because as far as my authors, I find that a lot of times they have the most success, at least of the last 6 months, really niching down and reaching out to the community of readers that like what they have to say. So I just recently had an author that was writing about meditation and mindfulness and mindset and all of that kind of stuff. And a lot of people in the general public were just like, no one's gonna, you know, nobody wants to really read that and that kind of stuff. Wow, here's what happened. I mean, she goes to number one in like 5 different categories. And then, of course, because it's such a popular trending topic right now with people like Brené Brown and Gabrielle Bernstein, she, you know, we were able to capitalize on that with her book, and she's showing up in searches that she wouldn't have never, you know, showed up in herself. So organically, it's helping her reach a new audience. The other trend that I'm also seeing are short reads, except for romance and fantasy. The short reads are really, really working for people because attention spans are just short now, right? Nobody has time. People want to be able to, you know, if they have to sit at the soccer game, they can pound out a 100-page book, you know, very, very quickly. So I think that shorter books, generating them into book series is a big, you know, is a really hot trend that's going on right now that people are buying. And with all the print on demand options right now and being able to bundle those types of books, people are actually generating a lot of additional revenue that they didn't think of before. So that's another trend that's going to be hopping on. Brandy, you're shaking your head. Yes.
So Brandy, take it away.
Well, I think that basically what's going to eventually happen is that traditional publishers are going to get smart and stop fighting indie authors. And instead, they're going to use indie author as the stable where they pull from to basically build their base. Because that would be the smarter route for publishing companies. That way they know that the work has been tested and they can, you know, experiment, find out, does the public really want that? Sure, maybe I don't think so, but if they're buying it in droves, obviously I'm wrong. What has stopped traditional publishers from experimenting with work is that they're afraid to invest. They're afraid of losing money.
Yeah.
They were 7 out of every 10 books that they pick up don't make more than the advance on royalties. They can't afford those experiments. So, and that's why a lot of the publishing industry started collapsing so fast, was they were taking on losses they couldn't afford. So now I think, though, right now, we've got a dynamic where the traditional publishers are fighting with the indie publishers, but I think eventually it's going to settle out to the point where the traditional publishers see the indie authors as friends. You know, this is where you go to prove yourself, be an indie author first, learn the business first, then come talk to us. You know, when you've figured out how to be a real partner, then come talk to us and we'll invest in you.
That's interesting, Brandy. So do you see indie authors as being sort of in a prime position to be the canaries in the mine, so to speak?
Absolutely. They're in the best position to get a feel for where the market really is.
Well, and a lot of the traditional publishers are reaching out to independent publishers,
mm-hmm. Exactly.
and hybrid publishers, and saying, hey, can you consult with us? How are we, you know, how can we reach this, you know, vast growing group of authors that are writing really, really good things, but have never really had the opportunity to get it out there because of the previous structure. So we are really even reaching out to some of them.
Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, exactly. Can you cut you off? Nicole, your opinion on this as the romance writer?
Well, I mean, I can tell you a lot about romance, not necessarily about other genres, but I know right now, for a long time, you know, there was a big push on the billionaire and the dom and all that kind of stuff. But what I do is I'm one of the people that write to market. And so that means, like, I write what readers want to read. And so I go to a lot of effort to find out what they want to read so that I know what I'm writing. That's, you know, so that it'll sell. I just finished a couple of books. And so I'm looking at starting my next project, and I asked my Facebook group yesterday, what do y'all want me to write next? And I gave them some options. I did a poll. Billionaire was one of the options, and pretty much the consensus was, like, everybody's sick of reading Billionaire. Like, it's played out. Let's move on to something different. The other thing is that I see that's really growing right now is the audiobooks. And I'll tell you, as a reader, I listen to audiobooks a lot more than I read anymore, because I can listen while I'm getting ready in the morning, while I'm driving my nephew to school, while I'm driving to work. Anytime I'm traveling, anytime I'm just doing something that doesn't, you know, cleaning or whatever I'm doing, I'm listening to audiobooks. And that is a really growing group of people that are getting into those and really becoming fans of, like, sports narrators and stuff like that. So So that's the one thing I really see that's booming in my industry right now.
I wanted to say, you guys, first of all, I've enjoyed everyone's opinion on
this.
Oh,
this is a very...
I just wanted to add to that, like, recently I just had a meeting with a decently recognized writer, and for Brandy, getting their perspective on what indie people are right now, it's still not great, so it's going to take a minute. Paige, I love your input on the fact that they are working together, and Nicole, always love input from the romance world, because you guys actually sell the most.
I'm going to also say that I think I agree with Brandy. They're going to probably go the way of the music industry, the way of television industry, because think about it. Justin Bieber, where was he?
Exactly.
Popular support.
Exactly.
Or some other wonderful actors that we have now, where do they come from doing improv on YouTube or the internet? So have to really think that if you want to follow the trend and look how their careers have exploded, sold millions and millions of records and all this stuff, if you want to sell millions and millions of books, you might also want to try to find some indie authors that have their following.
Also, though, when you come back to the whole thing of the indie author, we interview quite a few, so we also get, like, people who've had, like, oh, yes, publishers come to me, but maybe it's when you actually, well, Paige can say this, too. I had, like, a publisher thing in my hand, and I was like, this is 20%. This is, like, 20 cents. Mm-hmm. I made $5 a book.
Maybe you can make $5
more. On the first one. It's like, yeah.
Exactly. It's really
hard. Why am I going with you?
You're giving up a lot of control for not a lot of return. Now, it's also true that, you know, they have, you know, the marketing and promotional capabilities that I personally couldn't begin to match. But at the same time, you know, I sacrifice, you know, time and energy to promote myself, but control and the freedom I have makes it worth it. It makes it, as a nonfiction author. But again, as some of the other ladies were saying, hybrid publishing is becoming more relevant, and of course with some of the heavy hitters, some of the indie authors who've sold millions of copies, they were actually able, in fact, I forgive me for not being able to remember his name, but there was an indie author, he wrote the Silo series, the dystopian series Silo, and he was the first indie author to strike a deal with the trad publisher, where he said, okay, you guys, I'm willing to play ball with you, but I'm keeping the digital rights.
Mm-hmm.
That was groundbreaking, but it's happening. It's happening.
I think also when you're dealing with traditional publishers, they have a huge arsenal of resources for marketing. However, the trend that I'm seeing right now with authors is that the A-listers are the ones that are getting all of the time. The C-listers are the ones that are kind of like, what do I do now? I don't have, you know, all of the support that I had before. How am I going to, you know, leverage these book projects to build my brand? Because I'm not on the A-list, so I'm going to have to come up with other solutions myself.
I remember one time I was reading about, because I really wanted to place our series with a publisher for a minute there. And I started reading about publishing, and I recognized that they're like, you only get like 5 minutes to really pitch that person's listening. And 2.5 of those minutes are going to go to one author, and it's going to be the A1 slot. And then you've got the B and the C, and they normally have to negotiate for those two. But this is going to be the person who's going to be in the front of the store. So if you're on the B and the C list, you can just forget it. No one's going out to a bookstore asking, you know, pitching this to them. They're not going to go to them. But anyway, we are on the writer section again. What are you guys reading?
I'm reading The Five Love Languages. I'm a little late to that party, but, you know, it was on sale at the bookstore. So.
My sister's a huge fan of that. You're really going to enjoy it.
So I've heard. My little sister is actually a big fan of it, too. It's one of the reasons I went ahead and picked it up.
It's pretty good. I'm actually reading I'm doing the whole sci-fi dystopian thing right now. I'm reading the Stormlight series by Brandon Sanderson. And as Nicole said, audiobook is really, you know, what's going on right now. And if I'm reviewing a book, I almost always have digital copies. But when it's my personal choice, it's always going to be Audible. I really love it. And I'm on the third book of the Stormlight series. It took Brandon Sanderson about 3 or 4 years to kick that out. So thank you, Brandon. So I really jumped on it when it came out. It came out about 3 weeks ago, and it debuted at number one. So I'm like, okay, that's what happens when people wait 4 years for your book.
But it's
52 hours, and I'm enjoying every minute of it. That's keep holding for.
Paige and Nicole, what are you guys reading?
I'm rereading Ask by Ryan Levesque. If you guys have ever read that book, it's just about a different mindset on the sales funnel and asking your clients or your audience what exactly they want and that they will tell you, and how to use different strategies for, like, polling and getting that information. And the book that I recently just bought a bunch of copies of that I'm waiting for is Crushing It by Gary Vaynerchuk. That doesn't come out till January, so I'm excited about that.
Nicole?
So what I'm reading right now, I'm on book 9 of a Patricia Briggs series, Mercy Thompson series. It's a paranormal romance, urban fantasy type series. And that's fantastic. I think they've been out for a while, and I'm just now hearing about them, but I've literally heard like 9 audiobooks in like the last month.
Wow. Okay. I will be emailing you for that information.
Okay.
Oh. I love books.
I can send you the first one for free, I think.
And you know, as soon as I finish, I'm heading to the review section. I love, as you know, I'm a review nut. But yes, 9. How many books are? Is the 9th book the last in the series?
No, I don't even know. There's several more after that.
Really?
I was gonna say there's like 12 or like 15 of them or something.
Yeah, they're really good. They're all different and they're all really good.
Okay.
Yes.
I like it.
So, you guys, where can people find you?
Well, I have a website, 40dayrider.com. That kind of makes it easy.
Nice. Nicole?
Mine is pretty easy, too. It's just nicolerlocker.com.
Okay. Paige?
I'm at PaigeIngle.com, or you can catch me on Instagram at Paris by Paige.
Chad?
I am on Amazon and Goodreads, or quite simply, TaraWoodsTunner.com.
I'm also on Amazon. I forgot about that.
I am too. I think we
all have 7 different books, and I don't even talk about them. I just released one called I Wish I Could Draw Like That, where I walk people through my art from age 4. My mom was like a hoarder, so she showed me a box with drawings from like preschool and kindergarten in it, and all the way through high school and everything. So I scanned them in, and I put these together, because I often get people who look at my art and go, oh, I wish I could draw like that. And I'm like, well, honey, if you spend as much money and time and effort as you could draw like that.
Oh, and so that's kind of... I need to check that out, actually. My niece, she's 13, she just, 2 days ago, she just sent in her portfolio. She's auditioning for a slot at Northwest Performing Arts High School.
Oh, wow.
And she's been obsessing over her portfolio, and I think it would encourage her to see, you know, every journey begins with one step.
Exactly.
So, thank you for mentioning
that. Okay, so thank you guys for coming on. We really appreciate it. You can always find your ladies, Jade and Lenana, at andwepoint.com.
Can I just say one thing?
No.